neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Halachot in Parshat Mishpatim, that if there was a damage that was caused, kitetze esh, fire, and burned produce, so then either it was intentionally or it was started from your field and went to the other field, so then you have to make up for whatever that the damages are. You know about this halacha? Yes? Ki tetze esh? So you understand? So now, as the simple message of the pasuk is, so obviously if somebody caused a fire, will burn field, so he has to pay. So now, the pirush on this pasuk is much deeper. So ki tetze esh, so there are different types of fires. One is physical. So what other type of fire we have?
Anger.
Anger is a fire. Machloket. What else? Hatred. Hatred is a fire. Okay, so if you feed this type of, not physical fire, in the message that is in the pasuk, so what's the cause of all these? Not physical fire, where does it come from? Anger.
Personal gavot.
Where does it come from?
Yeah, what's the source?
Gavot.
Mistakes.
No. I'm sorry?
Because you mentioned that if the physical fire starts even unintentionally from your field, maybe the same concept spiritually, if it starts from your...
So how does it start?
Unintentionally.
So how would that start?
Not having knowledge.
So let's say somebody is aware that to getting angry is harmful. It's not good. So would that help him? He has a knowledge that anger is destructive. Would that help him?
Little bit.
No. Would help him?
If he has the knowledge?
Yeah, he knows that anger is destructive.
If he practices it.
No.
If it's intentionally, it helps. If it's not intentionally, it doesn't help.
So it doesn't help. Why? Because to just have the knowledge, it doesn't do anything for you. Right? Like, let's say, the psychologists, do they fight with other people? What are you thinking?
They fight?
Yeah. Of course they do.
But they're human being. It doesn't mean that if they went to school for 4 years.
If they fight, yeah.
So they do fight.
Yeah.
So how come they're psychologists then?
Because they can't control their own.
It's just a uniform. So like, let's say people that they're at work get more angry or at home?
At home.
Why you don't get angry as much as work?
Stress.
Expectation.
Because they know if they get angry at work, what happens?
They lose the job.
They lose profit.
Yeah.
They lose profit. So if there's a profit, then you're more careful. Right? So at home, there's not as much profit, is it? At home?
More profit, but
at home, you're not as careful.
Look, if you got angry at home, you don't go into profit outside.
Right, but at home, you don't feel that you lose something. But
that's easy.
Yeah, so you're not as careful. So now here is a very beautiful point here, that
if one knew that by these destructive attitudes, the shortcoming that, you know, comes about, that he will lose, so he'll be more uncontrolled. He could manage himself. But if he's not really aware that he would have a loss,
for example, people are more careful with their rental car or their own car when they drive.
Their own car.
So why don't they care about the rental car?
Why don't they care? Because it's not their car.
It's not their car. Chazak Baruch. But you do
somebody
the same.
Somebody else's car.
Yeah, you do same thing.
No. You still have to be
careful.
Is that
true?
Unless you have insurance.
But that's not fair. But that's what people do.
But you pay for it.
No, you know, the people with the rental car, they're driving the sidewalk.
They're driving
the speed. You know, they do anything Yeah.
You pay for it.
What do you pay?
The rental car company knows that you do this, so they charge you on average. So
no, but you know, I'm the border there.
Okay. Normally, no. Yeah. It's not that.
But so why you do this? It's not mine. It's not mine. So I can do whatever I want. So people that are more careful to keep the place clean at home, or the other places, like in the park, let's say, in the park, like as far as throwing the trash. Which one they're more careful? Which one? At home or at the park?
At home.
Why?
Because they lose at home.
So now, what's the difference between a spot on the floor or on your shirt? What's the difference?
Sure.
Are you as watchful the spot that you see on the floor to clean it as the spot that on your shirt? Which one?
No,
the
shirt.
But it's a spot. What difference does it make? It's on the floor or it's on your shirt?
If that belongs to you, the shirt.
Ah, chazaku baruch. Beautiful. But it's the same thing. Because if you happen to be disciplined, clean, it wouldn't matter. Is it on the floor or under my shirt? But the problem here is, it's on the floor. What difference is it? It's on the floor. The floor is okay to be, it's okay to be
dirty.
But my shirt, why not? Why? Why?
Because it gives you effect.
It makes you look good.
This is my respect. So here we see unbelievable insight. When we are worried about losing our respect, we are careful. But the spot on the floor, it's nothing to do with me. What do you mean it has nothing to do with you? It was a story, a very interesting story, that somebody bent to pick up a paper. Good. So then he looked at it and put it down. So now the rab was there and said, how come you didn't pick it up? He said, it's not Shemot, it's not a holy paper. He said, ha-ha. So now you left it on the floor, everybody's gonna pass by and pick it up. And they put it down. But you don't care. Why? Because you just want to show off that you picked up a holy paper from the floor. But you don't care about other people that keep coming and pick it up and put it down. What kind of attitude is this? But that's what we do. Anything that I benefit from, I go for it. But if I'm not benefiting, I don't go for it. You wear glasses?
Yeah.
Are you aware when your glasses is not clean?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's not, you don't see as good.
But it's not clean right now. Do you know it's not clean?
It's not.
It's clean. How do you know if it's clean or not?
You look at it, maybe put it in the light. And look.
You have to take it out.
And look at it from outside.
Oh, but when you wear it, you don't know. Isn't that interesting? Have you ever noticed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So why is it like this?
You get used to it, maybe.
No, I tell you what. Mm-hmm. You didn't know till now? I tell you what. Because this here, when it's too close to you, you don't realize it's dirty or not. You have to take it away from you, put it over there. Wow, look at this. So dirty.
Separate yourself from
this. This is a gava. That when you love yourself so much and it's so close to you, you don't know what the uncleanness is attached to you. You have to take it off. You have to take it off and look it far away from you and see, wow, where am I? What I'm doing? But when you so into yourself, like these glasses, they're so close to you, then you don't see it, it's dirty. But when you take it out, wow, look at this. So dirty. And that's what exactly it is. He says, Esh! This fire, when it comes out, burns everything. Because it's full of such an ego that nobody can even come close to and say, what are you doing to yourself? How are you going through life? You destroying everything. Such a hard-headed, stubborn attitude. And that's what exactly the depth of the beautiful message of the Torah is. This ish destroy everything. And even you don't realize.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.